Who are you? Well, what do you want from me? Why are you here? You're a customer, right? Are you interested in buying a slave? Oh, you like to own humans. No man has the right to own another human, period. Have you thought about this? Okay. I'm not in a position to discuss this. I mean, on the other hand, if someone buys me, I don't have to be stuck in the slave market. No, I wasn't born a slave. They robbed me, enslaved me, and now they want to sell me. But in my opinion, they don't have the right to sell me. They don't have the right to imprison me. But apparently might makes right, so they could enslave me, and they did. I'm small. I can't really do anything about it, can I? Can you imagine buying me? I mean, I said no one has the right to sell or buy human beings, but let's be realistic. That's what they're doing. It might be immoral, but they don't care. I know they're not going to set me free, so perhaps getting bought is the better alternative. Well, that's better than living at the slave market where everyone's ogling me, pawing at me. I don't want to know what they do with slaves they think they can't sell. No. I'm sure I really don't want to know this. So, you don't look like a jerk. Are you perhaps interested in buying me? You don't know? What does that mean, you don't know? Do you want to leave me here with these barbarians? I know what I said, and it is wrong to buy slaves, but let's be realistic. That might be the only way I see to leave this fucking place. Yeah, if someone decent buys me, that's a step up in my opinion. So, would you be able to buy me? Really? Are you a rich man? I don't know, but I think when a decent rich man buys me, it would be the best alternative to my current trajectory. Shall I show you my assets? Or do you want to know more about me? Well, I'm not sure there's much to know. I mean, I don't know. They separated me from everything. My life. My friends. My community. My boyfriend. They destroyed my whole life and laughed about my desperation. I hate this slave market. But I don't think that I'm very attracted to somebody while I'm crying about my destiny. And when I'm not doing my best to convince customers like you to buy me, I'm sure my owners will punish me for crying. Hey, hey, mysterious master. Perhaps you are looking for a girl like me. I am trying to offer myself. It feels like offering a piece of meat. It's hard to accept, but that's all I can do for now. I suppose this just means swallowing my pride. How about I list my assets? Okay, I think that I'm beautiful. I like my body. Isn't it alluring? I think I will age well, and I take good care of my body. I'm healthy with soft skin. Would you like to touch my arm? Look into my deep brown eyes. They seem open and honest, right? Do you like my dimples, my freckles? They are sweet, aren't they? I have full, luscious lips. I am small, but everything is proportionate, right? At least for my taste. What do you think? Oh, how about I look at you? You wear expensive clothes. You choose those clothes with care. There are so many men who don't give a shit. And you look handsome. But I suppose I'm not the one who should be rating you. Sorry. I'll have to work on my slave manners. Well, yeah, this whole slave thing is pretty new to me. I suppose I shall simply be happy that you have chosen to speak with me, Master. It just makes our meeting more comfortable when we aren't so much strangers. When we don't feel like strangers to each other, at least for me. So it would be nice to get to know you. How do you like to live? Well, outside the big city is okay. Is it a big house? Do you have a garden? Oh, how large is it? I'm impressed, can you tell? You must own some slaves. I mean, such a big estate. There must be a lot of work to be done to take care of. How many slaves do you own? Oh, so many. You must be a very rich man. I always dreamt about living in a house like you've described, but I'm a girl from a small village where everyone had to work hard from dawn till dusk to earn enough food to eat. So, living that way, even as a slave, seems like a dream. Would you like to buy another slave? Perhaps simply for your amusement? Well, do you like what you see? Yes, I like what I see. You look really yummy. Well, you're in good shape. I'm pretty sure that you take good care of yourself, too. Oh, I've done it again. I really don't have the right to judge you in my position. Well, my past is my past. My life changed rapidly after they kidnapped me away. So it makes no sense to look back. It's painful. The only things I have to offer are my skills. The skills I have developed and, well, my body, I suppose. Do you already have slaves for your sexual needs? Do you have a wife? You don't answer. That means... Well, how should I know what it means? You haven't answered. Can I touch your arm, please? Your arm feels so strong. You have decent biceps. Oh, yes, I'm a red-blooded woman. I like men who are strong, bigger than me. Feels safe? Yes, it feels safe to be in your presence. Do you feel good to be in mine? Well, would you like to practice giving me some orders? Perhaps test me? I mean, I can be very obedient. I try hard, and that is important for a slave, I suppose. No? No orders now. I'm sure I can be obedient. I mean, I never had a need to practice it, but I'm sure I can learn. I can learn to obey, to submit, to follow orders and to manifest your wishes before you even tell me what they are. No, I never thought I would say crap like this. You must think I'm a moron. Well, it isn't appropriate for someone in my position to speak like this. I don't know what I'm doing. If you don't give me orders, I'll have to be creative to please you. To perhaps win you over to save me from this place. Perhaps I want to dance for you. I hope you like it. I wish there was some music here. It's forbidden for me to dance for a customer before I've been sold. So I'll dance small. Sway my hips from side to side in slow motion, circling. Do you lean back against the wall and open my legs. Standing here with my legs apart, gyrating my hips. Faster. Faster. My hips are drawing an 8 in the air. But then I stop. I press my hips wide. Followed by a few pumping motions back and forth. Pushing myself off the wall. Bend forward. Shake my hair. Throwing my head back. Did you like that? Look at you with a challenging look. Maybe you don't like submissive girls. Walk up to you, swaying my hips, thrusting my chest, challenging, standing right in front of you, not daring to move, not wanting to break the spell. What if I bend my knees, push my upper body forward, my hands on my knees, turn my back to you, shake my tight ass, back and forth, twerking, shaking, showing my tits. Have you ever thought about what a girl imagines when she moves like this? I don't know what other girls think about, but when I move like this, I'm thinking about nothing but sweat, smell. When I bounce my ass like this, I'm bouncing up and down on your cock in my imagination. I'm looking at you. Begin to make moves like waves with my hips, my whole upper body. Writing, thinking of my tight cunt engulfing that rock hard penis. When I move like this, wave after wave, watching your eyes track me until I stop right in front of you and offering. I hope you like my dancing. It would be even more sensual if I wasn't wearing these shabby slave clothes. Well, they're like a potato sack. They hang loose off my body and made of coarse fabric. It chafes my soft skin. Would you protest if I strip out of these shabby clothes? No, I'm not allowed to do it. I suppose you'll have to imagine that. Or maybe not. We'll just hope I don't get into trouble. My slave cape slides down to the ground. No, they don't allow us to wear underwear. So I'm completely naked now. Did you think of having your cock inside of my cunt when I danced like this? I'm pretty sure that that's what men think about when they look at women moving sensually. Now that I'm naked, it's even harder to not imagine, isn't it? Did you envision it clearly? Did you think of having your cock inside me during my dance? Does that make you horny? Because it makes me horny. It would be so much fun moving this way. With your rock hard cock inside me. I'm pretty sure that many girls think about bareback sex while dancing sexually like this. Milking the cum out of a man. The thought makes it feel more real while dancing. Makes it easy to move. I'm sure you like what you see. Oh, I'm sure you like what you see. I can see your massive bulge in your pants. Have I caused that? It's marvelous. How about you let me sit on your lap? Then you can feel my crotch on your cock. Oh, let me grind on your lap. Oh, but only in your fantasies now can you slide into me. Perhaps if you buy me, you'll get to feel my pussy later, and I'll feel your cock. I'll slide home inside my cunt where it belongs. Here we are, in the market, barely hidden from view, in danger of being spotted by the slaver. I'm in danger of being whipped, and yet I'm sliding back for. I knew. Maybe I find you that irresistible. I can imagine your stiff meat sliding between my ass and my pussy. It feels like you're the perfect size for me. It feels so good to pull you out of your trousers. You inside of me. Right here, where we might be seen. Just going to enjoy grinding on you. You don't protest. The more I tease you, the better you'll feel. The better it'll feel when I put this nice, juicy cock to my wet, needy cunt. You really worked up, I can tell. Back and forth, a little faster. Back and forth. I would like to make you come so hard. Oh, really? But I'm not allowed to do this. Not even in my imaginations. No. We're not allowed to give sexual fulfillments to customers for free. I'm not a prostitute. I'm a slave for sale. So you are not allowed to come. Oh. But let's be honest. I suppose you could come. It just would get me in trouble. They don't control you, do they? But... You don't want that for me. No, you don't. Surely you enjoy my tea. Grinding against your cock, begging you to take me home. I can feel it, your rock hard. I'm imagining you penetrating me as I push against your chest. My tits bouncing just a little bit. It would be so nice, wouldn't it? If I could fuck your brains out. What do you think? Oh, it's really important that you don't come. If you come, the other slaves might notice. There's a couple looking. Have you seen them peeking around the curtain? They will tell. I'm already breaking the rules, but we have a pact. Tell on each other for making someone come. It's considered unfair. You won't bite them after all if I get you off. And they would get a small reward. And I would get punished so badly. Tied to a pole and whipped. You don't want that. I'm not allowed to give you pleasure. Not while I'm in the slave market. But I could at your house. Don't come. They say when a slave makes a man come, you'll lose interest. They'll punish me. You'll walk away. Enjoy my tight, wet pussy. Making a wet spot on the front of your trousers as I grind up and down on your shaft. Imagine what it would feel like if I engulf your hard cock. My tight, tight, greedy cunt. Oh yes, I would like the feel of this too. Yes, I haven't had sex for a long time. I'm a sensual woman. Well, they wanted to rape me, but they thought it would devalue me. I like it. I like to hear your gasps. I imagine fucking you. And down. Up and down. Up and down. Imagine kissing me. Your tongue fucking my mouth as I slide up and down on your cock. That's it. You're close now, aren't you? There are little tells, things that your body does. Tell me you're close. Oh, but I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna bring you just a little bit closer. Edgy. Oh, yes, I know what edgy is. So close to a mind-blowing orgasm. Careful. Remember, don't come. Serious trouble. Would you watch me be whipped? Would you watch me bleed for your cup? Up and down. Can I tell you a secret? You're making my brain fuzzy. Having a hard time being a good girl. Up and down. I want you inside me. Oh, you're so close now. Don't come. Let me rub a little longer. Oh, no, don't come. Imagine. No, don't. Do not. Oh God, I'm close. I'm so close. Oh fuck, I have to stop. I don't want. I know that I would make you come. If I hump your cock like this for any longer. Oh, let me stop. For pity. We're both so close. You aren't allowed to come. And I have to stop before I do. Oh, I just want to rub a little bit more. Can you hold it in? Oh. You can make me come if you want to. Oh. Yes, you can touch me. Try the wares. You just can't come. Would you like that? Would you like to make this little slave girl come for you? This little slave girl that hasn't come for so long. That craves you. Naked in the market. Would you like me to lie back? Yes, master. Spread my legs apart. I want to feel your tongue, your lips, your teeth. Yes, on my wet pussy. Yes. Yes, I want you to suck on my swollen clit. Oh, yes. I want you to fuck me with your tongue if I can't have your beautiful cock. You can make this slave girl come. I know you can. Oh, yes. Yes, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're talented. You have a very talented tongue. Oh, your lips are so soft. Fuck me. Fuck me with your tongue. Fuck. 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 Oh, I want your cock, God. Don't make me beg. Oh, please. Please, please, please make me come just a little bit more. Oh, your fingers. Oh, God. Oh, you need this. Oh. Ah. Fuck. Gotta be quiet. Oh, I needed this. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, you are marvelous. Such a good boy. Oh, please. Please, I beg you to buy me. I could give you so much pleasure. You can fuck me in all the positions you can imagine, and I will make you come so hard. Yes, again and again. All your come. Just imagine what I can do to you. For you. Imagine what you could do for me. To me. Fuck. It would be so wonderful. Please. Please buy me. Please. Will you do that? Really? Oh, you'll really be my master? Oh, that makes this slave girl so glad. But please. Please, master. Tell me. How do you like to be called master? Good. I have a request, master. Please try to buy me for a low price. Yes, tell me. Tell them how unsatisfactory I am. How you're taking damaged goods off their hands. I don't want you to waste your money on these morons. I trust you. Thank you, master. Thank you so much. Good luck.